Our scripture lesson this morning is taken from St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, and I want to read verses 24 through 27. St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 24 through 27. Everyone, then, who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on a rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. May God be magnified in this hearing and the receiving of God's word. Let us pray. Now, gracious and loving God, let the words of my mouth, meditation, thoughts, and desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. Stability in the storm. Stability in the storm. In these words of Scripture that we have read, Jesus is coming to the end of the Sermon on the Mount. This is Jesus' most extensive teaching. And these words have had a great impact on all who heard it. The people were amazed, and it was recorded in the 29th verse, "He has taught as one who had authority." And so at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, there is the story of the wise and the foolish builder. It was a story that the people could relate to. It was said that in the spring and summer in this community, it was not uncommon for there to be gullies. And it seemed like a very pleasant place with sand all around it. People actually built their house on the sand. But in the wintertime, the storms would come, and the sand was replaced by raging water, and the house that had been built could not stand. Jesus could also tell this story because he was a carpenter. Jesus understood what it meant to build on a solid foundation. Now, I think we all have an understanding of that foolish builder. And so I wanted to spend a moment talking about the wise builder. And what does it mean to build our life, our very life, on a solid foundation? Everywhere I looked in reading this scripture and the commentaries and the background information about it, there was no getting around the word obedience. Obedience. I think this is a hard word for us, and especially living in this day and time where there are so many choices and options. There are some things in this life that are a given, and we come to know them in our day-to-day activities, those things that are a given. We may not like them, or maybe we do. or it really doesn't matter. But so much in our life, in our day-to-day activities, they just are a given. But then there is much in life that is a choice. Much in life where we have choices, and there are all kinds of options that are a part of those choices. How many commercials, whether it be on radio or television or newspaper ads, how many of them are trying to identify just who we are and then offer a certain kind of twist to encourage us to purchase and to buy their product? There are all kinds of choices and options that we encounter every day. And so to make the right choice, to choose among the many options, then we are talking about what it means to build our very life on a solid foundation. And a part of that solid foundation is to listen. To listen to the Word of God. To listen to the Word of God and then to obey what we hear. There are many words for this kind of life. One of those words is, where God puts a period, do not change it to a question mark. There is this story also from the Belgian Congo. I want to picture it for just a moment and invite you to picture it with me. The weather is hot. The leaves that hung from the trees are hanging as though they were weighted. In the garden, not far from the missionary's home, a small boy is playing under a tree. Suddenly, his father calls out to him, "Philip, obey me instantly. Get down on your stomach." The boy reacted at once, and his father continued, "Now crawl fast toward me." Again, the boy obeyed, and then his father said, "Get up now and run to me." The boy got up and he ran to his father. Then the boy looked back. After reaching for his father's hand, he looked back. And there, hanging from the tree, was a 15-foot snake. Sometimes, and I won't speak for you at this moment, I'll just speak for myself. Sometimes this call is placed on our life. It is the call to obey. And you know, I'm not talking about when I was 10 or 11, that age, for my mother had a way of just making me obey. And I can tell you more about that after the service. But there is something at being 46. There is something about this age where you hear the call, "Why me?" Where I've responded, "I'll do it later on." There is something about this call on our life that is inviting us, whatever stage of life that we may be in, it is calling us. And that is why the parable, that is why the story of the wise builder. For the wise builder is building their life on the Word of God. The wise builder is building their life to the point that the song in our hymnal becomes very real. Where God leads me, I will follow. I'll go with God all the way. We are a wise builder. And what can make this obedience? What can make this obedience more real? And I would dare say even easier, is our faith in God. It is the faith in what God has done through Jesus Christ. This faith, though, is not passive. But this faith is active. It is active to the place that it can set us free. You may have heard this story of the huge elephant who was tied to a small stake, an 18-inch stake, and the elephant was tied to it. The elephant could have easily pulled the stake out of the ground and be free. But he had tried it when he was a baby, and he was unsuccessful. The elephant had concluded that he could never, never pull it out of the ground. So there stood this massive creature, capable of pulling up trees out of the ground. But yet he was held captive by a small stake. There is something about this faith that can set us free. Something about this faith that the very things that would bind us and control us, it can set us free. And not only set us free, but God has all kinds of things that God wants us to do. It is said that faith and Son are inseparable. And the meaning of that is, faith is like the sunlight. Faith is like the sun. And the works that we are doing is like the sunlight shining through us. Faith speaks to the very reality of life. The writer George Mueller wrote, "God delights to increase the faith of God's people." To increase the faith of God's people. And so I'm able to say to you this morning, yes, 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 there will be victory. To live this life in the Spirit, to live this Christian life, to walk with God in every way, there is victory. But the victory does not come without trials. It does not come without obstacles. It does not come without difficulties. It does not come without defeat. Can we believe that these things are the very food for faith? This faith, this obedience, this building our very life on the rock, which is Jesus Christ, this is what stability looks like. And I would say to us what we already know. There are storms all around us. There are cloudy days and cloudy moments all around us. We cannot live watching the newspaper, watching television and reading the newspaper, without getting a sense of just how many storms there are around us. And so we must pray for wisdom today. We must pray for guidance. We must pray to be God's people in this day and time. We must pray. And I believe that the peace that we all long for, the peace that is beyond all understanding. The peace that we would long to see within our world, within our lives, within all of our community around us, this peace will not begin somewhere from the outside. But it begins with each one of us. That wherever we are and wherever we may go, that we are people of peace. It is like then the wise person who has built their house upon a rock. So may it be on this Memorial Day weekend. So may it be every day. Amen.